Welcome to Today on Broadway for Bastille Day, Thursday, July 14th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Timnini. I hope that all of our French listeners have a happy Le 14 Juillet, and I want to take this opportunity to remind everyone that Les Miserables does not take place during the French Revolution. In fact, Valjean begins his parole 16 years after the revolution officially ends. And now you know the rest of the story. As James told you yesterday, I was at a screening of the new Ghostbusters movie on Tuesday night, and James went to see Oslo at Lincoln Center Theater on Wednesday, so that is why you're getting back-to-back solo shows this week. I'm sorry, we'll be back with our ever-delightful banter tomorrow. My Broadway World review of Ghostbusters will be up later today or on Friday morning, but I really, really liked it. I'm a huge fan of the work that Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and Paul Feig have done in the past, both independently and collectively. And while this is a much different type of comedy than Bridesmaids, which they all worked on together, obviously, it is just as funny, and everyone in the theater that I was in on Tuesday night, critic and fan alike, seemed to leave extremely entertained. So, take that, fanboys. Anyway, on to the news. Well, if you just finally dried your tears over Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., and Philippa Soo exiting Hamilton over the weekend, it might be time to get that soggy hanky back out of your pocket, because yesterday we learned that Tony winners Daveed Diggs and Renee Elise Goldsberry will be leaving the record-breaking musical sooner rather than later. Diggs will play his final performance tomorrow, Friday, July 15th. No permanent replacement has been named, but Swing Andrew Chappelle and understudies Austin Smith and Graffiti Pete himself Seth Stewart will share the roles of the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson until someone steps into Diggs' rapid-rapping shoes full-time. Goldsberry, on the other hand, has not named an official final day, but her final performance as Angelica Schuyler is slated for this fall before she heads off to film the new Netflix sci-fi drama Altered Carbon. The Hollywood Reporter exclusively reported yesterday that Goldsberry will play Quillcrist Falconer in the 10-episode drama based on Richard Morgan's 2002 novel of the same name. Set in the 25th century, the series explores what happens when the human mind becomes digitized and the soul is transferable from one body to another. Like with Diggs' roles, Broadway's next Angelica was not announced, but we did learn of one high-profile name that is officially out of contention, and that is Tony winner Karen Olivo. She won't be joining her In the Heights BFF's latest Broadway show, because she instead will be leading the Chicago sit-down production of Hamilton as Angelica Schuyler. Olivo has been semi-retired from acting since March of 2013, really only participating in occasional concert productions like Encore's Tick, Tick, Boom opposite Lynn and Leslie, and recreating her Tony-winning role as Anita in the Hollywood Bowl's West Side Story concert tonight and next Tuesday. Other than those short runs, she's been living in Madison, Wisconsin with her husband, while she's also teaching and directing. She'll now be heading about 3-ish hours southeast for her latest gig. On Twitter yesterday, Olivo said that she was trying to keep her head in the West Side Story game, but that she can't wait to tell the story of Hamilton. Joining Olivo on this quest will be Broadway alum Miguel Cervantes as Alexander Hamilton. Cervantes is the Broadway production's new alternate, filling in for Javier Munoz. I'm not sure of the official line of succession with this one, but Broadway stalwart Alexander Gimignani will play Chicago's King George III, the first, assuming there might be another one after him. The rest of the principals were also announced yesterday, and we will have a link to that list in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. In other casting news yesterday, we found out which stars would be leading the Roundabout Theatre Company's upcoming world premiere production of Love, Love, Love by King Charles III playwright Mike Bartlett. The off-Broadway production will star two-time Tony nominee Amy Ryan, star of the Hobbit movies Richard Armitage, two-time Drama Desk nominee and one of my favorite writers and actors Zoe Kazan. She is also, coincidentally, the granddaughter of singularly talented director Elia Kazan. Also joining them will be Alex Hurt and Ben Rosenfield. Directed by Michael Mayer, the show will begin previews on September 22nd and will run through December 18th. Set in London in 1967, Beatlemania is in full effect. The Me Generation is in its prime, and Kenneth and Sandra, played by Armitage and Ryan respectively, have the world at their fingertips. It's the summer of love, and that's all they need. But what will happen when the sex, drugs, and rock and roll fade away, and these boomers have babies of their own? Tickets are on sale now, so get them while you can. Last December, a new musical called Gotta Dance, about a 60 and older dance team, opened a pre-Broadway tryout at Chicago's Bank of America Theater. Since it closed in January, we haven't heard much about potential main stem plans, but yesterday producers announced that the show has been renamed as Halftime, and is scheduled to open on Broadway in spring of 2017. The show will continue to be directed and choreographed by Tony winner Jerry Mitchell and will feature music by The Wedding Singer's Matthew Sklar, lyrics by Legally Blonde's Nell Benjamin, and it will feature additional music by EGOT winner Marvin Hamlisch, who was the show's original composer, who sadly passed away early in the developmental process. The book will be by Aladdin's Chad Begelin and Man in Chair himself, Bob Martin. No word on casting or theater plans for Broadway, but the Chicago run starred Andre DeShields, Stephanie Powers, Haven Burton, Lilias White, and more. In April, James and I told you that New York's Theater for a New Audience had announced a production of Hamlet, directed by Tony winner Sam Gold, and starring Hollywood's It Boy and off-Broadway and Shakespeare in the Park regular Oscar Isaac, that had been in development since around 2014. However, yesterday, the New York Times reported that Gold has recently pulled the production from the theater, which had been slated to run next summer, and is currently in negotiations to remount the production at the Public Theater. Gold has cited insurmountable artistic differences in his decision to move the production from one not-for-profit theater to another, which Theater for a New Audience artistic director Jeffrey Horowitz thinks sets a dangerous precedent. He said, quote, "Creative artists should not take a production away. It hurts the field if that kind of thing can happen." The issues seem to stem around Gold's plan to edit the original Shakespearean text, which he said was a, quote, "pretty aggressive adaptation slash cut of the play." Apparently, when Jonathan Kalb, a dramaturg with the theater, began asking questions about the edited script and its timetable, Gold felt that he was no longer being supported artistically and began discussions to pull out of the production. Over the next few weeks, from late June into early July, Horowitz and Oscar Eustace, the Public Theater artistic director, attempted to come up with a solution that would satisfy Gold, everything from doing previews at the Public before moving to Theater for a New Audience's Polonsky Theater, or doing all performances at the Public with seats set aside for Theater for a New Audience subscribers. Horowitz also offered to back out of the production completely. But on July 3rd, all plans for cooperation had fallen apart, and Horowitz told Eustace and Gold that he would, quote, "vigorously defend his theater's integrity and what we believe is unfair, damaging, and an injustice." Call me crazy, but for some reason, I have a feeling this isn't the last that we're going to hear about this sordid tale. Now, don't say that I didn't warn you, Carol Channing fans, but yesterday, Playbill reported that the iconic 95-year-old actress officially shot down any hope of her stepping in as Bette Midler's alternate in next spring's revival of Hello, Dolly. In fact, in what is as close to a Sherman-esque statement as theater can get, she said, "At no point has the topic of me filling in on matinees been discussed with either the production company or with Bette. In fact, I find the very suggestion to be an insult to Bette." While we all knew that there was practically zero chance of this actually happening, I suppose it was a fun possibility to imagine for about 48 hours. Another fun thing to imagine is who will be the next entertainment luminary to join the exclusive EGOT club. Well, yesterday, the Los Angeles Times published a story of the top 20 contenders to earn that prestigious honor. Unsurprisingly, Lin-Manuel Miranda was at the top of the list, having already secured 1 E, 2 Gs, and 3 Ts. Obviously, he will be in strong contention for the O when Disney's Moana is released this Thanksgiving, for which Miranda has written some of the music. Also on the list are the likes of Cyndi Lauper, Al Pacino, James Earl Jones, Audra McDonald, Kate Winslet, Helen Mirren, Cher, Lily Tomlin, Cynthia Nixon, Mark Shaiman, and yes, believe it or not, Barbara Streisand. While Babs did receive a 1970 special Tony, the LA Times was only counting competitive awards, and they noted that there was likely no chance of the 74-year-old getting back on a Broadway stage. However, if she really is interested in this, I wouldn't put her past her to write and or direct a Broadway show at some point. She has had an incredible career behind the camera in Hollywood, so I wouldn't mind seeing what she could do with a stage production. Check out the full list of those EGOT contenders in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. And finally today, one of this year's movies that I am most looking forward to has released an official teaser trailer. Even though the video was a scant minute and a half, it got me very excited for the new original movie musical La La Land. Written and directed by Damien Chazelle, the man behind Academy Award-winning film Whiplash, La La Land stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone and features Broadway alums J.K. Simmons, who won an Oscar for Whiplash, and Finn Wittrock, as well as Academy Award and Grammy-winning musician John Legend. In the film, Stone plays an aspiring actress and Gosling plays a struggling jazz musician who fall in love and are tested as success begins to put strains on their relationship. The pair previously co-starred in a criminally underrated film called Crazy Stupid Love, and in the trailer we get to hear Ryan Gosling singing a song called City of Stars, which just so happens to have been written by Tony nominees and soon-to-be winners Binge Passick and Justin Paul. You are listening to that song now, and we will have the full trailer on our website if you want to check it out. Okay, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. All right, thanks for suffering through me all alone today. Have a great Thursday, and James and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Is this the start of something wonderful and new? Or one more dream that I cannot make true.